愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
我们这个礼拜啊，读经新约是哥林多前书第八章第九章。
So a Bible reading in the New Testament this week is in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9.
今天下午跟大家一起来学习第八章第九章。
And this afternoon, I would like to learn with each of you chapter 8 and 9.
那第八章跟第九章在讲什么
？So what is chapter 8 and 9 talking about?
我们来看第一节。
Let us look at verse 1. Chapter 8, verse 1. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
这个地方讲啊，知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
Here it says that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
那从第八章一直看到第九章啊，都是在讲知识跟爱心。
So chapter 8 and chapter 9 talks about knowledge and love.
在我们信仰生活里面啊，这两个都非常重要。
In our life of faith, these two things are very important.
爱心，这是神的本质。
Love is the divine nature of God.
所以一个教会如果有神同在，会让人感觉到是一个有爱的教会。
So if a church has the love of God, the abundance of God, it will be a church of love.
一个人如果有神同在，这个人让人会感觉到他是一个充满爱的人。
And if a person has the abundance of God, then you will feel that he is a person of love.
那把爱拿掉，就是表示没有神的同在。
But if you take away love, that means that you do not have the abundance of God.
所以爱心非常重要。
So love is very important.
那如果我们有爱心，但是没有知识，可以不可以？
Can we have love without knowledge?
没有知识的信仰是没有根基的。
A faith without knowledge is a faith that has no foundation.
因为知识让我们认识神。
For knowledge allows us to know God.
所以知识非常重要。
So knowledge is very important also.
没有知识就是不认识神。
If we do not have knowledge, we do not know God.
那主耶稣说，你们听见神的话，要去行，叫做那个房子盖在磐石上。
Jesus said, if you hear the word of God and you do it, then you are like a house built on the rock.
但是如果我们不认识没有知识。
But if we do not know, if we do not have knowledge,
我们这个信仰啊，它是盖在沙土上面。
Our sand is like our faith is like built on the sand.
可能有很多的体验。
We might have a lot of experiences.
甚至看异象得圣灵。
Maybe we see visions. We have received the Holy Spirit.
但是这个信仰有时候会经不起考验。
But our faith cannot stand the test.
那知识让我们得自由。
And this knowledge allows us to have freedom.
主耶稣说，真理要让你得自由。
And Jesus said, the truth shall set you free.
那个真理是什么
？What is the truth?
就是认识神的知识。
It is knowing the knowledge of God.
因为认识神
，Because we know God,
所以我们才会知道自己有罪。
Then we know that we have sin.
因为神的本性，神的律法，这就是一个标准。
Because the divine nature of God, His laws, this is a standard for us.
那跟这个标准不一样，那个就是我们的罪。
And if we deviate from the standard, then that is our sin.
那接下去我们就借着知识认识主耶稣，就是救主。
Through knowledge, we come to know Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我们要接受信他，才能够称义。
And through believing in Him, we are justified by our faith.
那怎么信他
？And how do we believe in Him?
就是要接受洗礼。
We must be baptized.
与主同死同埋葬同复活。
And we must die with him, be buried with him, and resurrect with him.
所以这是个知识非常重要。
So this knowledge is very important.
让我们知道我们在信什么。
It allows us to know what we believe in.
那迷信跟我们的信仰差在哪里
？And so what is the difference between our faith and just believing?
Superstition.
Out of superstition.
这个迷信是没有办法解释的。
Superstition is something that cannot be explained.
比方说把人当作神来拜。
For example, you worship man like a god.
或者拜人用木头造的偶像。
Or you worship the idols carved out of wood by men.
这个里面你没有办法去解释的。
You cannot explain this.
这个叫做迷信。
This is superstition.
但是我们的信仰是可以解释的。
But our faith can be explained.
所以罗马书第一章到十一章，这个就是我们的信仰。
So Romans chapter 1, chapter 1 to 11, this is our faith.
这个信仰就是我们的根基。
And this faith is our foundation.
所以这两个都很重要。
So both of these things are very important.
但是这两个有什么关系呢？
But what is the relationship between them?
所以在第八节他有提到，单单有知识没有爱心会叫人自高自大。
八章第一节。So in chapter 8 verse 1 it says that if we have knowledge but not love, then you will puff up.
那有知识加上有爱心就能够造就人。
But if you have knowledge and love, then this edifies.
然后在第八章里面他举一个例子，就是吃祭偶像的东西。
And so in chapter 8 it records an example which concerns eating from the idols.
那从第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
神只有一位，再没有别的神。
There is only one God, there is none beside him.
第五节。
Verse
5. 虽然有称为神或在天上地上的，就如那许多的神许多的主，虽然在世界上很多人都在拜不同的神。
So in verse 5 it says that there are many gods, whether in heaven or earth, as there are many gods and many lords.
那第五节说，在我们来说，真正的神只有一位。
But for us, in verse 6, it says there is only one God.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
他就是我们的父。
And he is our father.
他是万物的来源。
Of whom all things are.
所以万物都是本于他。
So all things are through him.
我们也是归于他。
And we belong to him.
因为是他造的，我都是属于他的。
For he is the creator, and we belong to him.
所以这些知识就告诉我们，其实偶像算不了什么。
So this knowledge tells us that idols are nothing.
所以我们不是怕偶像，因为它算不了什么，神最大，还有什么可以怕？
We are not scared of idols because they are nothing. There is nothing greater than God.
那祭过偶像的东西也不是说我们怕它不可以吃。
And it's not to say that we are afraid of the food offered to the idols and that we cannot eat it.
因为偶像本身就算不了什么，那拜过偶像的东西更算不了什么。
But the idol itself is nothing. Nevertheless, the food offered to the idols is also nothing.
那我们吃不吃拜偶像的东西，主要是因为我们是圣洁的。
We do not eat the things offered to the idols because we are holy.
那拜过偶像是与鬼相交。
And once you have the food offered to idols, this is to have communion with the devil.
所以我们领受圣餐以后，我们就不跟鬼相交，而不是怕他。
And so after we partake of the Holy Communion, we no longer have communion with the devil. It is not to say that we are scared of him.
那知识可以带给我很多的自由。
And this knowledge can bring us a lot of freedom.
还没有信耶稣以前。
Before we come to believe in Christ.
有的人拜偶像有很多的限制。
Some of them are restricted in the ways that they worship their idols.
要买房子要看风水。
And they have to look at the feng shui when they are trying to buy a house.
什么方位，什么牌，什么地名，这个都是有关系的。
And everything is related to the name of the location and the direction.
那搬家要看日子。
And they must look at the date when they want to move.
很多的限制。
So there are many restrictions.
等到我们信了主耶稣。
But once you come to believe in Christ.
哪一天搬都可以，只要方便。
We can move any day we want as long as it is convenient for us.
那你要买哪里都可以，只要你喜欢。
We can purchase anywhere as long as we like it.
那你买大楼，只要你喜欢，第四楼也很好啊。
And if we want to buy an apartment, we can buy it on the fourth floor. That's okay too.
不是第四楼就不可以住
啊。It's not to say that we can't live on the fourth floor.
所以信主耶稣真的是很自由。
And so believing in Christ is very free.
那这个自由就是从知识来的。
And this freedom comes from knowledge.
所以有知识加上有爱心我们的生活就很自由，然后又很圆满。
So knowledge in addition to love means that we have a lot of freedom and a lot of fullness in our lives.
那在第八章跟第九章里面出于这个知识或者这个爱心他有两件事情不做，有一件事情他一定要做。
And so in chapter 8 and chapter 9, it talks about two matters that you should not do out of knowledge and love, and one matter that you should do.
所以我们在想我们的自由一定要再加上一个考虑，就是我们的爱心。
So when we're thinking about our freedom, we must also consider love.
这样才算是成熟的基督徒。
Only then can you be a mature Christian.
好，那什么事情啊是自由可以做的，但是因为爱心哦，我们不要做。
What is something that we can do out of our freedom, but we should not because of love?
好，我们看第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
第八章。
First Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9, but beware lest somehow this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak.
第十节。
Verse 10, for if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols?
11节。
Verse 11, and because of your knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died?
12节。
Verse 12, but when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
那对一个有知识人来讲，可不可以去偶像去看看呢？
So someone with knowledge, can they go look at the idols?
当然可以，因为偶像就算不了什么，去庙里面看看又有什么？
Of course, because the idols in the temple, they are nothing.
甚至在偶像里面，我们在那边吃东西也算不了什么，只要我们不要吃拜偶像的就好。
Even if you eat in the temple, that's okay as long as you don't eat the food offered to the idols.
就是知识带给我们自由。
Because this knowledge gives us freedom.
但是现在说，那我可以不可以做？
But can I do it?
这里就讲到不能做。
Here it says you cannot.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果让人看的觉得说，哎，这个人信主很久，怎么跑到偶像里面去坐席去吃东西？
Because if someone sees you and they know that you are a long-time believer and you're eating in the idol's temple, 那
从那一天开始，他就去吃祭偶像的东西。
And from that day on, they start to eat the food offered to the idols.
那我们的自由就成为他的绊脚石。
Our freedom becomes their stumbling block.
这只是一个例子。
This is just an example.
那在生活当中有很多例子。
There are many examples in our lives.
我们可以自由去做，但是因为考虑到其他的人，我们就限制自己不做。
We have the freedom to do it because we consider others, we restrict ourselves from doing it.
那一个最明显的就是，当一个夫妻他生了小孩子以后。
Something very obvious is a couple once they have children.
他就失去很多的自由。
They lose a lot of freedom.
我记得有一对夫妻他在提到他们的经验。
I remember a couple sharing their experience.
他小孩子大概是两三岁吧。
The child was about 2 or 3 years old.
忽然间这小孩子会讲他们没有教过的话。
And one day this child knew how to speak words that they did not teach.
而且不是好的话。
And it was not good words.
那这个夫妻两个就去一直在想，为什么我们小孩子会讲这样的话？
So the couple thought, how is it that our child knows how to speak these words?
后来他们就发现说，他们两个都在上班，回来很累啊，然后就放电视。
They realized that after a long day at work, they're very tired and they turn on the TV.
那也不是真的在看电视，就是他一种轻松的方式。
And it's not that they are watching the TV, but it is just to relax.
那两三岁的小孩子，他就一直看，就在那里学了几句不好的话。
And this 2-3-year-old child, he would listen to it and learn some bad words.
后来这个夫妻就一直在讨论怎么办。
So this couple, they discuss what they should do.
那以后他就回到家，电视就关起来。
And so after they return home for work, they would not turn on the TV.
这个是他的自由他可以看电视。
This is their freedom that they can watch TV.
那这个是他放松的一种方式。
This is the way they relax.
但是当对小孩子是不好。
But if it's not good for the child,
他就把这个就放弃了。
Then they will give it up.
这个是一个非常实际，我们在家庭生活里面因为爱心放弃自由。
This is very practical in our family lives. We give up our freedom out of love.
那我们再把这个家庭再扩大。
If we expand this family,
主耶稣说，凡遵行我天父旨意的，就是我的父母、兄弟姐妹。
Jesus said that all who listen and do the will of the Father in heaven, they are my brothers and sisters.
那就是一个更大的家庭。
So this is a greater family.
那在这个更大的家庭里面。
And in this greater family.
如果我们都不要考虑别人，我们对圣经很熟，我们本身很成熟，有很多事情我们觉得你可以很自由去做。
If we do not consider others and we are very mature in our faith, then there are many things that we think we can do.
但是当我们考虑到周围的人，
But when consider the people around us,
我们就发现有很多我们本来可以做的啊，那也需要有一个节制。
We realize there are many things that we can do, but we must control ourselves.
啊，比方说我们的生活方式。
For example, the way we live.
啊，我们有能力，我们可以过一个非常啊非常高水准的生活。
We have the means to live a life that has very high standards.
啊，但是当我们在考虑我们这样做会对周围人有什么影响？
But we must consider what kind of influence it will have on the people around us.
后来我们就会发现说，其实过简单的生活不但对自己好，也会让一些一直在学习、在进步的信徒有一个榜样。
We realize that if we live a very simple life, it is not only good for ourselves, but it is also good for the members who are trying to learn and grow.
所以有的人他有这个能力过着非常奢侈的生活，但是他选择很单纯的生活。
And so some people, they have the means to live a very luxurious life, but they choose to live a very simple life.
这就是爱心。
This is out of love.
所以这个是很实际的。
This is very practical.
当我们进到属灵的大家庭，
When we enter into the spiritual family,
我们强调的不是自由。
We emphasize not freedom.
我们强调是在爱心里面的自由。
But rather freedom and love.
那这样就有一些限制，就有一些牺牲。
And so there will be some restrictions and sacrifices.
那这本身是有价值的。
And this is something that has value.
因为这是出于爱心来做。
Because it is out of love.
所以每一件事情我们都要考虑别人。
So in everything we do, must consider others.
不能造就人，会让人绊倒的，我们就不能做。
We should not do things that do not edify others, but become a stumbling block.
这是第一个。
This is the first
point. 因为爱心他放弃了自由。
Because out of love, they give up their freedom.
那第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章就提到第二个自由。
Chapter 9 records the second freedom.
是什么？
What is it?
我们来看格林多前书第九章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第三节，请读。
Verse 3, my defense to those who examine me is this.
第四节。
Verse 4, do we have no right to eat and drink?
在这个地方，保罗在提到说我们没有权柄，那中文这个点点点，这个权柄是在讲什么？
So here Paul talks about, do we not have a right? What is this right referring to?
然后如果我们继续读下去，
If we continue to read,
我们看第七节，请读。
Verse 7, whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit, or who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock,
照摩西的律法，凡是在场上踹谷的牛，他可以吃那个场上的谷。
And so, according to the law of Moses, those who are working, they have a right to eat.
那这个什么意思？
And what does it mean?
在第九节说，这难道所挂念是牛吗？
Verse 9, for it is written in the law of Moses, you should not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain.
我们看第四节，请读。
Verse 10, or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope.
11节。
Verse 11, if we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things?
在最后最重要就是传福音的靠福音养生。
And so the most important thing is to preach the gospel and to rely on the gospel for life.
那在福音上得到好处的人，要供给传福音生活的需要。
And so for those who reap the benefits of spreading the gospel, they are the ones who
从福音得到好处，要供给那传福音的人生活的需要。
They are the ones who are going against the ones who need the gospel out of livelihood.
就好像这个谷能够吃场上它所收成的。
And so it's just like the worker who can eat what he sows.
然后在第三节说这是权柄。
In verse 10 it says this is your right.
英文叫 right, 这是我们现在社会非常强调的。
And this is something that is emphasized in society today.
但是对保罗来讲，他却把这个权柄把它舍弃了。
But for Paul, he wanted to give up this right.
为什么？
Why?
我们看十二节，请。
Verse 12. If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things lest we hinder the gospel of Christ.
所以到最后就是因为福音的缘故。
And so in the end, it is because of the reason of the gospel.
因为在哥林多教会，这是很多问题的教会，他对保罗使徒的身份，他有质疑。
And so in the church of Corinth, they had many problems, and one of them they asked about the title of apostle.
那如果保罗强调他的这个权柄，
And so if Paul, he emphasized his right.
那变成哥林多教会要供养保罗的生活。
That means that the church in Corinth, they had to care about his livelihood.
那这变成哥林多教会，可能会变成他们圣工发展的一个阻力。
And this might be a source for them to grow in their holy work.
所以保罗就说这样的权柄我就不用了。
And so Paul says that this right I will not partake in.
但是到了腓立比书。
But if we look in Philippians,
腓立比书供给保罗的需要。
They were able to prepare for the needs of Paul.
保罗不但接受，而且说神会纪念你们。
And not only did Paul accept it, but he said that God will remember them.
因为这本来就是一个权柄。
Because this is his right.
那这个事情告诉我们什么？
So this, what does this matter tell us?
我们在教会里面不强调权力。
In the church, we do not emphasize this right or power.
我们来到教会一直强调我的权力是什么。
We do not emphasize this right.
那有时候为着教会的圣工的发展，虽然这是我们的权力，也可以放弃。
And sometimes, even though this is for the growth of the church and the holy work, this is our right, but we must give it up.
那我们愿意这样做，只有一个原因，就是爱心。
And if we are willing to do this and give it up, this is out of love.
这好像我们父母对孩子的考虑。
This is like parents when they think of their children.
那爱心来规范我们的自由。
Out of love, they will restrict their own freedom.
让福音能够传出去。
So the gospel may be preached.
这是第二个保罗不用的，他不强调权柄。
So second, this is Paul not emphasizing his right.
他所注重的是福音传开，不要受到阻隔。
He emphasizes that the gospel should be spread.
那第三个保罗觉得他需要做的。
The third point that Paul thought he should do.
我们来看哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9,
19节。
Verse 19. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more.
这里讲我虽然是自由的。
He says that
没有人管辖。
Even though I am free from all men.
那我甘心做众人的仆人。
I made myself a servant to all.
为着要多得人。
That I might win the more.
仆人就是有主人了。
A servant has a master.
既然有主人，仆人就没有自由。
And because a servant has a master, he has no freedom.
因为仆人要讨主人的喜欢。
Because a servant might seek the favor of the master.
那我们现在这个社会大家都想要自由。
In society today, we want freedom.
所以大家都想要当老板。
All of us want to be managers.
即使赚的钱比较少， 也很自由。
Even though we might earn less money, we are very free.
所以这个自由在人看起来非常可贵。
So freedom in the eyes of men is very precious.
但是保罗他甘心把这个自由舍弃。
But Paul was willing to give up his freedom.
来做仆人。
To become a servant.
那他做仆人，他的主人是谁呢？
If he is a servant, then who is his master?
当然主人是神啊。
And that is God.
但是在地上他当仆人在服侍人。
On earth, he was a servant to serve men.
那服侍谁？
And who is he serving?
就是神所要拯救的人。
To serve those who God wants to save.
用百般的忍耐，百般的牺牲，这样一直想要把他带来，让他来信主。
Through self-sacrifice and endurance, he wants to bring others to believe in Christ.
所以这个告诉我们，要带领一个人信主需要牺牲。
This tells us, for us to bring someone to believe, we must have sacrifice.
我们如果不要带人来信主，你就很自由。
If you don't want to bring anyone to believe, then we are very free.
也没有责任。
And we don't have any responsibilities.
那要多带一点人。
But if we want to bring more.
啊，我们要学习怎么侍奉。
Then we must learn how to serve.
啊，所以接下去他就在讲什么叫做做众人的仆人。
And so he goes on to talk about what it means to be a servant to all.
二十节，请。
Verse 20, and to the Jews I became a Jew, that I might win Jews, to those who are under the law as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law.
好，这个地方讲，像犹太人，我就做犹太人。
Here it says that to the Jews he became a Jew.
哦，像律法以下的，我就做律法以下的人。
And to those who are under the law, he became under the law.
哦，比方说保罗在《使徒行传》里面，他到耶路撒冷去。
Paul,In the New Testament, he went to Jerusalem.
那耶路撒冷这些人还在守摩西的律法。
And the people in Jerusalem, they were still keeping the Mosaic law.
因为那个是变成他们文化的一部分。
It became part of their culture.
那这跟得救没有关系。
And it has nothing to do with their salvation.
那保罗带的这些人，他就照犹太人的规矩去行。
And so Paul, he did according to the laws of the Jews, and he did like this.
其实是不需要的，因为这个本身就不需要做的。
He did not need to do it.
啊，但是因为像有这样的文化，又没有跟真理冲突的，那保罗就要做洁净礼，就洁净吧。
But because this culture did not have any conflict with faith, then he was able to do this ceremony of cleansing.
哦，为着要让他们来接受啊保罗，然后传的福音，他们才会听啊。
For them to accept Paul, so that they would listen to the gospel that he preached.
哦，所以他说，我虽然不在律法下，还做律法下的人。
He says, even though I'm not under the law, I am as one under the law.
哦，就是在主的救恩里面，很多律法上的事情，我们现在不需要做了。
And so under the salvation and grace of God, there are many things under the law that we do not need to do.
但是因为要传给犹太人，所以他就去做。
But because I want to preach to the Jews, I will do it.
那就是爱心呐，啊，因为爱心呐，牺牲了自由。
And this is how you sacrifice freedom out of love.
好，那我们再来看，二十一节。
If you look at verse 21, to those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law.
在律法没有律法的，我就做没有律法的人。
To those without law, he was as one without law.
所以在使徒行传十五章就在讨论外邦人信耶稣要不要受割礼。
And so 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and talked about whether or not the Gentiles needed to be circumcised.
那外邦人本来就没有摩西的律法。
The Gentiles, they did not have the Mosaic law.
他们的文化里面也没有摩西的律法。
In their culture, they did not have the Mosaic law.
那这个摩西的律法在那个义在主耶稣里面已经成全了。
And the Mosaic law had already been fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
所以当时的决定就说，外邦人信耶稣就不要受割礼。
So they made the decision that the Gentiles did not need to be circumcised to believe.
这是一个重担。
This is becoming a burden.
所以他向没有律法的人，他就传讲没有律法的事。
So to those without law, he preached without law.
那这样看起来好像是两个标准。
It looks like there are two standards.
其实不是两个标准。
But there are not.
原则是一样的。
It is the same principle.
就是要爱他们，要救他们。
It is to love them to save them.
所以对不同的人采用不同的方式，只要没有违背圣经的教训。
Towards different groups of people, he used different methods, as long as it did not go against the teachings of God.
那这个叫做做众人的仆人。
And this is what it means to be a servant to all.
不然人年纪越大以后，人越不想改变。
Or as we get older, we do not want to change.
但是保罗还是一直去改变自己来适应周围。
But Paul, he changed himself so that he could assimilate into the surroundings.
这是很不自由，很大的牺牲。
And this was a great sacrifice. It was a lack of freedom.
到最后就是为着要救这一个人。
But in the end, it was for another person's salvation.
所以有时候我们当父母的要带领自己的孩子。
As parents, sometimes we want to lead our own children.
真的用百般的忍耐，各种不同的方法来跟他们交通。
It is true that we use a lot of patience and a lot of different methods to try to communicate with them.
为的是让他们能够在信仰上不断的成长。
And the goal is for them to grow in their faith.
我们再看22节。
Let us look at verse 22. Verse 22, to the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak.I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
这里讲向软弱人，我就做软弱人，为着要得着软弱的人。
He Here it says that to the weak he became as weak that he might win the weak.
其实本身保罗本身跟其他的人比起来他已经相当的完全。
Paul is actually very complete when he is compared to others.
如果我们在读腓立比书
If we read Philippians,
有三件事情我们做不到保罗做得到。
There are three things that we cannot do, but Paul did.
第一个他超越生死。
First, he transcended his status.
活好呢死好呢
He said that whether I live or die is just good.
两个都好。
Everything is good.
如果现在死我就跟主耶稣同在。
If I die right now, then I will be with Christ.
那如果活着我可以继续服侍神。
But if I live, then I can continue to serve God.
这个表示灵性已经很高了。
And so he had a lot of spirituality.
第二个
Second,
在患难中会感谢。
He knew how to give thanks in tribulation.
他被下到监牢里面。
Even when he was imprisoned,
他能够看到患难带给他的好处。
He could see the benefits of tribulation.
感动更多人更努力传福音。
And touch even more to preach the gospel.
所以福音就因为他下到监牢，感动很多人去做，就传开了。
And so even though he was imprisoned, because he touched many, the gospel was spread.
那保罗忘记了自己的在监牢的那种苦难，他说福音能够传开，感谢神下到监牢也有价值。
Paul, he forgot his own suffering in prison. He said, thank God that the gospel can be preached.
这是第二个，他信仰的灵性的高。
And this is the second high in his spirituality.
那第三个，他看世界如粪土。
And the third is that he saw the world as rubbish.
其实世界有它的价值。
Of course, the world has its value.
但是跟主耶稣相比。
But compared to Christ.
这个都是粪土。
All of this is rubbish.
所以他能够来舍弃世界来追求主。
So he was able to give up the world to pursue Christ.
这个也是我们要努力的目标。
This is something that we should strive towards.
但保罗灵性这么高。
And even though Paul had such great spirituality,
但是他说我像软弱人就做软弱人。
He said to the weak, I became the weak.
为什么？因为我要得着他。
Why? Because he wanted to save them.
所以主耶稣看到两个门徒往以马忤斯去。
And so when Jesus saw the two disciples going to Emmaus,
主耶稣没有马上叫他回头。
He did not tell them to return immediately.
主耶稣跟他们一起走。
But he walked with them.
走了一段路程。
And he walked some steps with him.
然后半路一直跟他讲话。
And he continued to talk with him.
这个叫做像软弱人做软弱。
This is what it means to become the weak for the weak.
跟他走同一个方向。
To walk in the same direction.
相同的步调。
To have the same steps.
找机会跟他建立关系。
And to find the chance to have a relationship with them.
来了解他。
To come to know them.
那主耶稣就一直跟他讲神的话。
And so Jesus preached the word of God to them.
那后来为什么这两个会回头？
And in the end, why did these two return?
第一个，他看见眼开了，这个人是主耶稣。
First, their eyes were opened, they realized it was Jesus Christ.
第二个，回想在路上主耶稣跟他讲话的时候，他心里一直热起来。
And second, they realized the fire within their hearts that was burning when Jesus was talking to them on the road.
所以他当天晚上就回来。
So that night they returned.
主耶稣救了两个软弱的人。
And Jesus saved two people who were weak.
因为跟他同行。
Because he walked with them.
所以今天这是一个非常好，我们要带领一个软弱的信徒的一个例子。
And this is a very good example of how we can lead the weak.
像软弱人做软弱人。
To the weak, we become the weak.
要为了得着软弱人。
So that we may save and win the weak.
那在二十二节下面。
Starting from verse 22,
像什么人我就做什么样的人。
I have become all things to all men.
他最后只有一个目的。
And there is only one purpose.
要多救一些人。
That I might by all means save some.
所以他这样不断的改变这只有一个目的，就是要多救一些人。
So he keeps changing himself, and there is only one purpose that he may save more souls.
其实他是自由的，这个如果要讲世界上来讲，这跟他根本没有关系。
And he is free. If you talk about the world, it has nothing to do with him.
那他们得救不得救跟保罗有什么关系？
If they are saved or not, does this have anything to do with Paul?
但是就是因为爱。
But because of love.
那别人的得救就变成他的责任。
Other people's salvation becomes his responsibility.
那就是因为爱。
Because of love.
他就把他的自由放弃了。
He gave up his own freedom.
让多救一些人。
So that more can be saved.
23节。
Verse 23. Verse 23, now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you.
所以凡我所行都为福音的缘故，要与人同得福音的好处。所以这是我们信主一个非常好的努力的目标。
So this is a very, very good goal for us to believe.
就是我们所行的都是为福音的缘故。
That in all we do, it is for the gospel's sake.
到最后就是要多救一些人。
So that more can be saved.
因此保罗的生活里面有一个很清楚的使命感。
And so from Paul's life, we can see a very strong sense of commission.
就是主托付我去传福音。
Is that God has told me to go preach the gospel.
所以我为着爱人的灵魂，我放弃了自己的自由。
And so out of the love of man's souls, I had given up my own freedom.
因此到最后他说，美好的仗我打过了。
And so in the end, he says, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我也跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
真的，保罗到最后有公义的冠冕为他存留。
It is true that in the end there was a crown of righteousness for him.
所以八章到九章因为爱心。
So chapter 8 and chapter 9 because of love.
保罗放弃两个自由。
Paul gave up two freedoms.
第一个吃肉的自由。
First to eat meat.
第二个靠福音养生的自由。
Second, to rely on the gospel for his livelihood.
因为爱心的原因。
Because out of love.
所以他选择当仆人。
He chose to become a servant.
唱诗。
Let's sing him. Please be seated.
我们九月下旬会有我们秋季的灵恩会，布道会。
Starting from September, we will have our fall spiritual convocation.
灵恩布道会就是收割的时候。
This is a time for reap.
那我们现在就是撒种的时候。
And now it is the time to sow.
大概还有四个月。
We have four more months.
四个月大概是六十七个礼拜。
And that is about 16-17 weeks.
所以为着下一次的灵恩布道会，我们大家来设定目标。
So let us set a goal for our next spiritual convocation.
我要带领谁来信主？
Who will I bring to believe in God?
这个目标一设定之后，我们就发现好多事情要做。
Once we have set this goal, we realize there are many things we need to do.
第一个要找机会跟他建立关系。
First, we must establish a relationship.
第二个要为他祷告。
Second, we must pray for them.
第三个我们要想他需要什么。
Third, we must think what are their needs.
根据他的需要，从圣经来跟他讲解让他来带领他的信主。
And according to the needs, then we explain it according to the Bible to guide them to Christ.
再下去我们要做榜样。
And then we need to set an example.
让他在我们的身上看到神。
So that they can see Christ through us.
所以当我们设定目标，我们本身信仰会一直在进步。
So once we have set this goal, then our own faith will continue to grow.
那信仰如果没有目标。
And if we have no goal in our faith.
有时候我们一天过一天，一天过一天。
Then we just live day by day.
好像信仰就停留不在原点了。
And our faith becomes stagnant.
所以我们九月的灵恩布道会还有四个月，我们大家设定目标流泪来撒种。
So let us set a goal and sow in tears for an evangelical service and spiritual convocation in September.
我们看到灵恩会完，大家会非常的喜乐。
And we will see that there is much joy after the spiritual convocation.
因为神祝福我们。
Because God has blessed us.
我们最后一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray in one accord.